Привет! Welcome to our Vinitalo Russian Tour, a series that will air each day, this week only.
Each episode is dedicated to the events being held at the end of March this year in Moscow and St. Petersburg
at Borsavini and Vinitaly Russia,
organized by the Rona Fiere
and the Italian Trade Agency,
powered by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation. Grab your favorite Italian wine and we will see you in Russia.
If you enjoyed listening, please consider donating through italianwinepodcast.com. Any amount helps cover equipment, production and publication costs.
And remember to subscribe and rate our show wherever you tune in. Пока, пока.
Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast Russian Tour. I'm Rebecca Lawrence, and as you may know, I've been introducing you to the Italian winemakers who are participating in the Borsa Vini and Vinitaly Russia joint events, Verona Fiera and the Italian Trade Agency, IGE, with the support of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, have scheduled for the end of March this year in Moscow and St. Petersburg. We've been asking wine producers taking part in B2B sessions in Russia to present themselves with one wine that best characterizes the winery and to answer two questions. Why is this wine special for you? And which traditional dish of your region pairs well with the wine? In particular, today and tomorrow, we are going to present to you the Italian wine producers taking part in the Italian Trade Agency B2B meetings in Russia. This is a program powered by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, called Piano Sud. So, let's dive in and see what we have today. Asuli Winery, Vinaiolo Pugliese, Cantina Aiorio e La Vigna di San Marco. Let me start with the Asuli Winery. Asuli vineyards are located in the western part of the heart of Sicily, between Mazzaro del Vallo and Trapani. With a mild and breezy climate and altitudes of 100 to 600 meters above sea level, soils of middle texture clay and shingle. The western side of Sicily, called Asuli, in the local dialect, means under the sun. In fact, the sun, the light, the high minerality of the soil, the Mediterranean perfumes brought by the wind, characterize these wines of great personality. The Caruso family that owns the winery combines tradition and innovation in this magical location. The winery is the result of the patient restoration of an old 18th century balio, and it renews a wine-growing family tradition for over three generations. Now, the area of Asuli Winery consists of five plots for a total of 130 hectares of vineyards of around 6 to 18 years old. 100 hectares of this land mainly suited for the indigenous grape varieties such as Nero d'Avola, Zibibbo, Insolia, Lucido, Gorello, Percone, but also perfect for the well-known Syrah. What else? Well, the winemaker and agronomist of the winery is Dr. Lorenzo Landi. Asuli is a modern, organic certified winery where the innovative techniques are used and environment and land care policies are followed. The company embodies the principle of identity of the territory of origin by promoting the production of organic Sicilian wine, containing aromas that make this island unique. The winery stands in an area renowned for its centenarian wine-growing history and can boast the DOC Sicilia certification. Asuli's three main pillars are the indigenous grape varieties, the organic growing, and Italian culture. So, simplicity and respect for the land are the fundamental principles of their daily activities, and the choice of producing only wines in purity, the choice to pursue a model of sustainable development based on the respect for environment and health, and all this enriched by multiple connections to the Sicilian art and literature. Let's speak a little more about Lorlando.
Hi everybody, I'm Anelia Pramatarova, East Europe Export Manager for Asuli Winery. And now we'd like to introduce you Lorlando, 100% Nero d'Avola, boasting the Sicilia denominazione d'origine controllata. It's a very lovely wine. It features an intense ruby red with purple hues. The nose is a dive into the aromas of this island with intense chance of ripe red fruit. It shows a good balance with soft tannins. This wine is special for me as its name evokes the one of the paladin of the poem Orlando Furioso and covers a distinct voyage through Sicilian art and literature. It pairs excellent with medium-aged cheeses and roasted meat with potatoes. See you soon. Ciao, and thank you very much.
A red wine of DOC Sicily Nero d'Avola in 100%. The production area is Mazzara del Vallo, on a soil type of medium rich texture, stone and pebbles with good mineral endowment. The vines sit at an altitude of 100 to 150 metres above sea level, with an insular Mediterranean climate with mild winters and breezy summers. The harvest is from the end of September into the first week of October, obviously depending on the ripening of the grapes each year. The wines are traditionally fermented with 25 to 30 days of maceration, very soft extraction through traditional pumpings at a temperature of around 26 to 28 degrees Celsius. After a period of malolactic fermentation of 3 to 4 months is kept in stainless steel and then in bottle for another 3 to 4 months. It is an intense ruby red wine with purple hues, aromas of red ripe fruit which are well balanced with soft tannins. So, Lolando is excellent with aged cheeses and red meats. This wine has twice been awarded with the Tre Bicchieri by Vini d'Italia and got 92 points in 2016 from James Sucklin. We could talk endlessly about wine in Sicily, and we will definitely come back here. But other participants of the project are waiting for us, so we must move to Puglia and Vinaiolo Pugliese. Calling themselves wine artisans rather than wine producers, the motto here is the excellence of the territory, a cooperative spirit and constant attention to the modern cultivation techniques that lead to a production of great quality. Welcome to Puglia, the Italian region located in the southern peninsula of the country, bordering the Adriatic Sea to the east, the Ionian Sea to the southwest, and the Gulf of Taranto to the south. And we are going to present to you a company with strong, innovative character, Vinaiolo Pugliese. The vineyards stand in the middle of the Tavolieri di Puglia, where the quality of land and the ideal climate favour the cultivation of vines, where the tradition and quality of the Capitanata grape stand out to create a wine that respects the territory and gives pleasure of taste. In 1959 in Orta Nova, during the economic boom, a group of farmers decided to found the Cantina Sociale, a cooperative set-up among members only to make good local wine by harvesting the grapes from their fields. In 2013, the Cantina Sociale was transformed into Vinaiolo Pugliese S.R.L. Vinaiolo Pugliese S.R.L. With the modernization of the plants and offices with new partners in the winery, the decision to focus on the growth of the company, but keeping intact the traditional work of growing grapes and improving the interventions to generate the flagship wine of the five royal sites. As for the wine of Vinaiolo Pugliese today is Nero di Troia, awarded in national and international contests, created to satisfy different markets and different targets. So, they have a line dedicated to large-scale distribution, the Vinaiolo Pugliese that bears the name of the company, and four lines dedicated to the Horeca channel, Five Reali Siti, Mediterraneo, Le Pergole, Afidus. As Puglian winemakers used to say, drinking well to live well. In Vinaiolo Pugliese do their best to make this happen. Today, we have the Vinaiolo Pugliese Nero di Troia 100%. Vines at an altitude of 100 metres above sea level on fresh, deep soils. Canopied in Pergola Pugliese. Harvest by hand in the third week of September. They're de-stemmed, pressed and macerated during fermentation at a controlled temperature for 6 days, with pumping over, racking with soft pressing, and after malolactic fermentation is completed, pouring off and filling of barrels, and a period of rest in cement storage tanks before bottling. They are then left to refine in bottle for a further 2 months. This is a ruby red-coloured wine with lingering and intense fragrances of floral and underbrush, soft and delicate flavour, ideal for light first courses such as roasted meat, medium-seasoned cheeses and cooked vegetables. Let's hear what the winemakers at Vinaiolo Pugliese have to say.
Good morning, I'm Giovanni Sacchitelli, Marketing and Communication Manager of Vinaiolo Pugliese, and I will talk about Nero di Troia. I was asked 2 questions. The first, why this wine is special to me? But this wine is special because it has an ancient history, which has its root in the territory of the five royal sites. A territory that has a lot to tell, where tradition and quality are the binomial that characterize our product. The label is inspired, as in the color palette, by an intense and delicate brush stroke, like its blend. The second, what is the traditional dish of my region that goes particularly well with this wine? So, orecchiette with tawny tops. In Italian, the name is orecchiette con le cime di rape. But the secret of this dish lies precisely in the optimal cooking of vegetable with pasta. Experience and knowledge of raw materials allow to obtain a perfect dish, where the exaltation of flour thanks to red wine emerges. Thank you.
Grazie, Giovanni. The sunshine, the sea breezes, the local hospitality, it's no secret, and the traditional dishes combined with local wines will win over many wine lovers here. Our exploration of the south of Italy continues today into the Campania region, where we're going to talk about Cantina Iorio. Cantina Iorio is located in Torre Scuso, at the slopes of Mount Torbuono, on a calcareous massive known as the Sleeper, because, observing this group of mountains from a certain distance, it looks like a lying down sleeping woman. Here, long stretches of vineyards create a picturesque natural park that, thanks to its territorial structure and particular weather conditions, allow the production of high-quality wines. Sannio Beneventano is an area highly vocated in the cultivation of grapes and olive trees. The great part of autochthonous grape varieties diffused today have been inherited from the Greeks. Already, since the Roman period, there was a particular preference for wines from this area, and, to underline the fertility and prosperity of this region, Pliny the Elder defined it as Campania Felix. This territory is also known as the Land of Witches, because of an ancient legend. But we leave the story to the local people to reveal it once you get the chance to come here. The wines from Sannio are the result of the desire to preserve and valorize autochthonous vines, and this is why the local wine production is characterized by a strong typicity and an easily recognizable sensory profile. In fact, Cantina Iorio decided to orient its whole production to Alianico and Falanghina, giving these grapes different interpretations. Alianico, also known as the Barolo of the South, and one of the most important wines in the region, is here Alianico del Torbuono, and this is a full-bodied wine characterized by strong tannins and a good predisposition to aging. The Torbuono mountain is also ideal for the cultivation of Falanghina, a white grape variety very much appreciated in Campania. Cantina Iorio is a project realized by two brothers with the desire of continuing a family tradition. Their great-grandparents cultivated grapes and stored the wine in large oak vessels and waited for the merchants of the nearby cities to have bought it. In the early 90s, Pietro, in his 20s, decided to start a company devoted to such passion and work. The small family cellar comes back to life together with the tools his ancestors used to work with. Some years later, Luca, the younger brother, joined the company. In 2013, an innovative modern cellar was built to provide the opportunity to produce sparkling wines. Now they use this modern technology to produce wines from autochthonous grape varieties that represent the territory. So, Pietro reserves the viticultural techniques and is responsible for the grape harvest and the relationship with vine growers that cultivate the vineyards with care and dedication and also make up part of the Cantina Iorio. And Luca deals with the winemaking techniques in the winery. Together, through tradition and innovation, they produce high-quality wines that convey the authenticity of the territory. One of them, we will focus on today, is Sannio Alianico DOC, made from 100% Alianico in the Torbuono DOC Sannio area in Campania. The vines here are 250 to 300 meters above sea level on limestone and clay soil and a GIO training system, a plant density of around 3,000 plants per hectare. They are harvested in the last week of October by hand and then undergo maceration at controlled temperatures of 24 to 26 degrees and malolactic fermentation. They are then aged for 8 months in steel before bottling. They have a deep and bright red color, intense fragrance of red fruits with spicy scents, solid and elegant tannins blended with a balanced acidity and full body. Sannio Alianico DOC is ideal with grilled steaks and red meat.
Hello everyone, I'm Anna Rosa, Export Manager of Cantine Iorio. Cantine Iorio is a winery located in southern Italy. Just to give you an idea, we are around 100 kilometers from Naples. For me, it's a very big pleasure to be here with you, and I would like to introduce you one of our favorite Cantine Iorio's wines. It's about Sannio Aglianico DOP. I chose this wine, first of all, because it's 100% Aglianico, and we are in the actual land of Aglianico. It represents our soul. We are very hard workers. I hope you will appreciate his very deep and bright red color. It's a nice fragrance of red fruit and, of course, this final scent of spicy. It can be well paired with our traditional dish made of pork, red hot chili peppers, and baked potatoes. I hope you will enjoy. Thanks for your attention and bye.
Thank you, Rosa, Export Manager of the Cantina Iorio. What's next? Last for today, Le Vigne di San Marco. Welcome to Le Vigne di San Marco, a territory immersed in the heel of Italy, a unique territory of Salento, kissed by the sun and caressed by the sea breezes, which bring the vineyards the scents of the Mediterranean. A cradle of wine in the classic era, this land has jealously preserved the unique imprint of its vines until present day. Lying between the Ionian and the Adriatic seas, mostly flat, the Salento territory is exposed to the many winds that soothe the heat of summer. The scarcity of rain and the soils of limestone and clay composition give these wines remarkable body and an intense bouquet destined to the production of high-quality DOP wines. The heritage of this unique area is constituted by its precious biodiversity and knowledge that passes from generations of wine growers and enologists who resonate with the ancient voice and the offer of modern technology. Decades before the winery was born in 1972, the Rizzello family grew grapes. It was the grandfather Marco who, in the 70s of the last century, decided to produce wine on his own. Since 1990, his son Franco, the new generation, focuses on the native grape varieties of Salento and their unique characteristics. From 2007, the Rizzello family has significantly expanded production of high-quality wines thanks to new modern wineries. Thanks to a new modern establishment, which in a few years has allowed Le Vigne di San Marco to spread the wine culture of Salento far beyond Italy. Today, the Rizzello family owns 180 hectares of land in the countryside of Cellino San Marco. These vineyards are the guardians of typicity and tradition. 80% of the land of the Rizzello family is dedicated to the vines of this territory, the reinterpreting wine culture of Salento. Each vine is a nuance of the voice of this land. Persuasive tone of Negroamaro, decisive rhythm of Primitivo, the ancestral echo of Malvasia Nera, the lively chatter of Susi Maniello. But let me tell you a few more words about Zifa, the Primitivo di Manduria, DOC, line cru. This is made from 100% Primitivo grapes grown in the Manduria production area, on Alborello vines and manually harvested. The harvest occurs in the first period of September, carried out during the coolest hours of the day with careful sorting of the grapes. After pressing and destemming, and 12 to 15 days on the skins, there is racking, then malolactic fermentation and aging in barriques. This produces a deep, intense ruby-coloured wine with sweet red fruits, blackberries and blueberry flavoured, scented with coffee, orange peel and balsamic notes. It has good structure and silky tannins, and alcohol balanced by a good freshness and long finish. Traditionally, food pairings have been diverse, from pork shank to sausages, even aged cheeses. Let's get some more information from the representative of Le Vigne di San Marco, Roberta Lupi.
Buongiorno, hello to everyone. My name is Roberta Lupi. I'm the export manager of Le Vigne di San Marco, a family company born in 1972, located in the hill of the Italian Boot in the Cellino San Marco countryside. The Rizzello family farms 180 hectares of vineyards. The 80% of this property is dedicated to local vines to produce high quality DOP certified wines such as Primitivo di Manduria, Liguria. Other wines are Primitivo, Negramaro, Malvasianera and Susumaniello. The annual production is of 1 million bottles. The wine I would like to present you is our Zifa. I was asked why this Zifa wine is special for me, because Zifa is a very fine and elegant 100% Primitivo di Manduria. Zifa means gust of wind in an ancient language still spoken in some areas of Puglia. The selected bunches are collected in small boxes. The grapes are left on skins for 12-15 days, followed by raking, malolactic fermentation and aging in French oak barrels for 6 months. Which are the traditional dishes to enjoy with Zifa wine? Enjoy it with grilled or oven roasted meat dishes and aged cheeses. See you soon. Ciao, ciao.
Thank you so much, Roberto. So a quick reminder of the wines to try that we talked about in this episode. L'Orlando Nero d'Avola DOC from Sicily, from Asuli Winery. Nero di Troia, IGT Puglia, from Vinaioli Pugliesi. Sanio Alianico DOC, from Cantine Iorio. And Zifa Primitivo di Manduria, from Le Vigne di San Marco. That's it for today. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll see you again for another edition of the Russian Tour on the Italian Wine Podcast.
Listen to the Italian Wine Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We're on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Himalaya FM, and more. Don't forget to subscribe and rate the show. If you enjoy listening, please consider donating through italianwinepodcast.com. Any amount helps cover equipment, production, and publication costs. Until next time, cin cin.